I'd like for us to turn again this evening to 2 Peter chapter 1.
我们请大家翻到彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
彼得后书第一章十九节。
And so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
And in my Bible it's on the next page over in 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 12.
彼得前书五章十二节。
It says, through Silvanus our faithful brother, for so I regard him,I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it.
彼得前书五章十二节，我略略地写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩。
Now from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22.
再翻到路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
This is when the Lord was speaking with Peter, and the Lord said, told Peter he was going to deny him.
当主告诉彼得说彼得要否认他的时候。
Luke 22 verses 31 and 32.
路加福音22章32-33.
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
三十一节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。”
Now from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16, from verses 13 to 20.
马太福音十六章十三到二十节。
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he began asking his disciples, saying, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him,Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ.
马太福音十六章十三到二十节，耶稣到了凯撒利亚菲利比的境内，就对门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说。西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。当下耶稣吩咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we do rejoice that we gather unto the King of Kings tonight.
主，我们在万王之王的面前聚集，我们是何等的喜乐。
Lord, we are so grateful that you are Lord and King over all things.
主，因为你在万有之上，你做主做王。
And Lord, tonight we come and in a very fresh way we offer ourselves unto you.
主，我们今天新鲜地把我们自己奉献给你。
Lord, we're thankful that you have made every provision for this time in Christ Jesus.
主，你在耶稣基督里面已经为我们做了所有的预备。
And Lord, by faith we lay hold of that provision.
主，我们通过信心，我们来抓住这预备。
Lord, we come very dependent upon you for speaking, for translating, and for hearing.
主，我们需要你何等的向我们说话，向我们听，让我们听。
And Lord, the desire of our heart is that we not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word.
主，愿意我们的心是不是让我们只是听见这些话，我们要来行得出来。
And Lord, we're thankful that as we gather tonight, we can gather unto the living word.
主，让我们来聚集的时候，我们是聚集在活的话语的里面。
Lord, as we touch upon some things tonight that may sound familiar to us.
主，我们今天晚上所要讲的也许对我们很熟悉。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would make them very fresh and new within our hearts.
主，愿意你的圣灵让这对于我们来说变得很新鲜和真实。
We pray, Lord, that familiarity with your word and some of your teachings would not be a hindrance.
主，我们愿意我们对你话语的熟悉不能成为我们的阻碍。
But you, through the very living word of God, could come in and pierce our hearts.
你通过神活的话来刺透我们的心。
We want to just be still before you.
我们愿意在你面前静听。
To settle down from a long day.
我们从一天的长久的一天，我们静下来。
And allow you to receive the glory during this time.
愿意你在这里得到所有的荣耀。
In thy name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.As we shared last night, this verse out of 2 Peter, we've been considering it together.
我们昨天晚上在这里交通到彼得后书。
A little phrase that Peter used about how that prophetic word was made more sure to him.
在那里提到有先知的预言更变得更确实。
How as Peter through his life with the Lord and through as he was raised by his parents.
当彼得跟主在一起，他怎么样被他的父母所养大。
He had much teaching.
他有很多的教训。
He knew, we'll see tonight, he knew the Old Testament prophets very well.
他知道旧约，知道那些先知。
But as he had all of this teaching within his head,
但是他只是在那里，那些教训都是在他头脑里面。
How did the Lord make it real within his life?
主让他在他的生命里面变为实际。
And this is the real burden that we have.
这是我们今天的实际的负担。
Because we as the people of God in this hour,
我们在这个时刻，我们作为神的百姓。
We're greatly blessed to be able to receive much teaching.
我们今天我们能收到很多的教训。
But how much of that is really being lived out within our lives?
但有多少是我们可以活得出来的呢？
We desire that we could have a testimony like Peter.
我们愿意我们像彼得一样，我们做一个见证。
Oh Lord, that prophetic word, now it's made sure in my heart.
主，那个先知的预言在我们的心里面变更确实。
There's a reality there.
在那里有一个实际。
What once I thought, I saw something.
当我看见一件事情，我看见了什么？
We saw just dimly.
我们不是很清楚的看见。
But now through the enabling and through the experience of the Holy Spirit.
但是通过圣灵给我们和我们实际的和我们的
There's a reality that has captured our hearts.
在那里面有一个实际来抓住我们的心。
And we can walk and we can be strengthened in these last days.
我们可以在那里行走，我们在这末世，我们可以走直路。
Because we know that difficult times will come.
我们知道困难的日子要来。
Peter wrote both his first and second epistle.
彼得写了他彼得前书和彼得后书。
With the purpose of strengthening the brethren.
他来在那里要加强他的弟兄们。
He knew that difficult times were ahead of them.
他知道他们面前有困难的时间要来。
And brothers and sisters, difficult times are ahead of us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们前面有困难。
And what was good for those ones back in that first century,
在那个第一个世纪那里面一些事情
is the same for us today.
对我们来说今天也是一样。
It's the reality of Christ within our hearts.
就是在我们心里面基督的实际。
Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因为他是昨日、今日和明日都一样。
And as we allow his life to be worked within us,
如果我们让他的生命在我们里面做工
we will be able to stand firm all the way to the end.
我们一直到我们的末了我们都能站立得稳。
No matter what comes upon us.
不管什么临到我们。
Things that could overwhelm us.
也许有事情可以让我们击倒。
Praise God as we look throughout history.
让我们看历史的时候。
We see those that the world considered totally unworthy.
我们看到这个世界认为那些不配的人。
Naturally very weak.
他们很软弱。
But then in a time of crisis.
但是在危机的时候。
There was a secret life within them.
在他们里面有一个隐藏的生命。
That strengthened them.
哎，在这坚固他们。
And allowed them to go through not somehow but triumphantly.
让他们不是只是简单的，而是在那里得胜的经历。
We see this in Peter's life.
我们看到彼得的生命。
We see one time when Peter, a little slave girl, said, "Do you know Christ?"
我们看到彼得有一次一个使女问他，你认不认基督？
He trembled in fear before this little girl and fled away. He said, "No, I don't."
他在这个使女的面前，他战惊，他说我不认识他。
But then we see Peter standing before thousands.
但是后来我们看到彼得站在千人的面前。
And declaring the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
他说基督是永生神的儿子。
It's not Peter being strengthened within himself.
不是彼得在他自己的里面被加强。
But it's Peter allowing the life of the Lord to be his strength.
他是让基督的生命在他里面成为他的力量。
Peter learned to allow the life of the Lord to be his living portion.
他让神的生命成为他活的份。
And this is what his burden was for those ones in the first century.
这就是他在第一个世纪对那些弟兄们的负担。
And this is our burden during our time together.
这就是我们今天一起我们的负担。
Last night we saw how the Lord took one named Simon and transformed him into one named Peter.
昨天我们看到主是如何的把他从西门变为彼得。
A simple phrase of follow me.
他用了一个简单的话语，就是你跟随我。
And tonight we want to continue in this matter of how the Lord worked in Peter's life.
今天我们想继续来看主是如何在彼得里面做工。
As we read here in Matthew 16,
当我们读到马太福音十六章，
we see how Peter got the revelation of the church.
我们看到彼得是在那里如何的获得教会的启示。
But when Peter received this revelation of the church,
当彼得得到教会的启示，
did he even know what it was?
他知不知道那是什么？
He had never heard this word church before.
他以前根本没有听到过。
And the Lord told Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church."
但是主跟他说，在这个磐石上我要把我的教会建立。
Peter maybe had a small glimpse of something.
也许彼得只是轻轻地看见了一点点。
But how did the reality of the church worked within Peter?
但是我们看到这个教会如何在他里面成为一个工作。
As Peter followed the Lord,
当他跟随主的时候。
As he allowed the Holy Spirit to work within him,
他有没有让圣灵在他里面做工？
Peter was able to testify later.
他后来为主做见证。
Of what the church was.
教会是什么？
In a real, it became real within him.
在他里面成为实际。
I think many of us, we can have this same experience.
我们也都可能有同样的经历。
I remember years ago when I first saw something of the church.
我几年前我记得我看到教会里面的一些事情。
In my youthful naivete,
在我年轻的时候我幼稚的年代。
I would go around and tell people, "I've seen the church."
我到处走，我跟别人说我看见了教会。
And I could talk about it.
我可以在那里讲。
I could tell people what other people had told me.
我可以告诉别人告诉我的。
And I thought I saw the church.
因为我觉得我看见了教会。
But was it real within my heart?
但是是不是在我心里面是真实的？
It was just some knowledge in my head.
还是只是在我头脑的一知识？
But praise God, that oftentimes that's where it starts.
感谢神，这是我们开始的。
But it doesn't have to stop there.
但是它不需要在那里停止。
As we yield ourselves to the cross and the Holy Spirit.
当我们把自己我们伏在十字架和圣灵的底下。
Those words that we have heard in our head.
当我们在我们里面头脑里面的那些话。
Can become life within our hearts.
可以变成我们心里面的生命。
And we see this within Peter.
我们在那里看到彼得是。
And we know this is a testimony of many of you, dear brothers and sisters.
我们也知道这是你们很多弟兄姊妹的一个见证。
It's interesting. It seems like the more I go along,
很有趣的是，当我往前行的时候，
the less I really know about what the church is.
我越来越少的知道这个教会是什么。
We see in part.
因为我们只是一点点的看见。
Sometimes when we first start, we think we see everything so clearly.
当我们刚开始的时候，我们觉得我们看一切都那么清晰。
But then we realize we just see in part.
但是我们后来认识到，我们只是看见了一部分。
Brothers and sisters, if we touch the Lord's heart on this matter of the church,
主，当我们在这个有关教会的事上，我们有没有摸到主的心？
And we start to see how precious it is upon His heart.
我们有没有看到在他的心里面是何等的宝贝？
What a glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
是那样一个圣洁的教会，没有瑕疵，没有皱纹。
We really have to confess we've only seen in part.
我们要一定要承认，我们只是看到了一点点。
But praise God.
但是赞美主。
One day we'll see in fullness.
有一天我们要完完全全的看见。
That glorious church.
那一个荣耀的教会。
Oh, praise God that we can have that hope within us.
赞美神，我们的里面有这么一个盼望。
And as we have that within us.
我们在那里心里面有这样一个。
That's what holds us through the tough times.
那就是能够让我们可以度过这艰难的时代的。
Because if you really want to suffer,
如果你真的是要忍受苦的话，
try to go the way of the church.
你要像教会那样。
We can speak of how glorious the church is.
我们可以说教会是何等的荣耀。
But then all of a sudden, we've got all these brothers and sisters we've got to put up with.
但是突然我们要忍受这么多的弟兄和姊妹们。
But it's through these precious living stones.
但是我们是通过这样的活石。
That are always hitting us in the wrong way.
他们总是让我们不舒服。
You can hit me.
你可以打我一下。
If I hit you, you can hit me. Okay.
如果你打我，我就可以打你。
He's so polite.
很有礼貌。
But we see that as we rub together,
当我们互相有摩擦的时候
all of a sudden we say, wait a minute, this church life, it isn't so great after all.
突然我们会觉得这个教会的生活不是那么好。
It's kind of tough.
好像很困难。
We've got to put up with ones like a Peter.
我们要对付像彼得那样的人。
Who's so impetuous, going here, going there.
他是那么样的莽撞，他要今天往这里走，明天要往那里走。
We've got to put up with these passive ones.
我们也还要和那些好像毫无生气的人打交道。
They just always sit there.
他们总是坐在那里。
They have their head bowed.
他们总是低下头
trying to look so spiritual.
他们觉得很圣灵很属灵
Somehow if we think if we sit in the right position we put our heads just right we look very spiritual.
如果我们觉得我们有时候坐在正确的地方把头低下来我们就看起来很属灵
You know, when you pray you have to pray in a certain tone.
当你祷告的时候你一定要用一定的声调
You know, there's a way to pray.
有一个祷告的方式
Now, if you're too loud you're in the flesh.
如果你太大声的话你的肉体就出来了
You've got to pray with that soft, gentle voice.
一定要在那里柔软的那么轻轻的在你祷告。
And then everyone says, "Oh, how spiritual they are!"
别人就会说，哦，看这个人，他们多么的属灵。
No, there's a great diversity within the family of God.
但是在神的家里面有很多的多样性。
I was so blessed this morning at the Lord's table.
今天早晨我们在主的桌子旁边，我们是何等的蒙福。
Many different voices expressing the love of the Lord in so many wonderful different ways.
在很多不同的声音，在用不同的方式来赞美主。
We have a taste.
我们在那里有一个尝到了。
Oh, and that taste is so good now.
我们这个预尝是何等的好。
How much better will it be in the future?
在将来会是多么更好。
That's why the Lord is calling us to hang in there.
这是为什么主说你要坚持下来。
I know that's not a very spiritual term.
我知道这可能属灵上不是很。
It's not in the scripture.
不在圣经里面。
But we're to be those that hang in there.
但是我们要作为那些人来坚持下来。
You know, when the going gets tough,
当我们越来越碰见困难的时候
We've got to be able to stick it out.
我们一定要坚持。
And the one thing we know for sure,
有一件事情我们很明确的知道。
If we want the reality of the church worked within our hearts,
如果我们愿意教会的实际在我们里面做工的话
it's going to be the hardest thing in your life that you'll ever have to go through.
就是在你生命里面你不会再遇到比这更难的事情。
Now how's that for a word of encouragement?
这对你来说是不是一个鼓励
But it is.
但是确实是。
Oftentimes, if we're really desiring to experience the Lord in fullness,
经常的时候，当我们要经历神的丰富丰满的时候
，you'll want to quit about once a week.
你每个星期你都想打退堂鼓。
We get so frustrated of ones.
因为我们有时候我们觉得那么的受挫折感。
We get fed up with ones.
我们在那里我们过够了。
It's never our fault.
不是我们自己的责任。
It's always those others.
都是别人的责任。
But somehow we've got something within us that holds us.
但是在我们里面有那么一个东西来把我们来固执住。
Peter had that word within him that held him through all that he went through in the book of Acts in his life.
彼得在那里有那么一些话把他在使徒行传里面一路带过来。
And we have to see that we have to have the reality of that in our hearts.
我们要看见我们要在我们的里面有这样的一个实际。
The teaching of the church will only get us so far.
这个关于教会的教训只能把我们带得这么远。
Because when we come to those difficult times,
当我们遇见困难的时候
we're going to need that taste of the reality of it.
我们要在那里预尝这个实际。
Really being worked within us to hold us steady.
愿意在我们的里面这个工作来把我们来坚持我们。
Praise God, Peter hung in there.
我们赞美神彼得坚持住了。
But how did Peter start?
彼得但是他是怎么开始的呢
And we just read there in Matthew 16.
我们只是在马太福音16章。
You know that,As they were there together, the Lord said, Who do men say that I am?
主问他人说我人子是谁
And Peter is able to come back and testify.
彼得就在那里做见证
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督是永生神的儿子
And the Lord says, Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you.
主说这不是从肉体属血肉的指示你的
And this is so important for us to see.
对我们来说我们非常要重要的看见这一点
The reality of the church comes from revelation.
教会的实际是从启示来的。
It's a revelation, it's the Lord opening our heart to see what His heart is.
这个启示当主打开我们的心，让我们看到他的心的时候。
And have we, is that revelation fresh to us?
这个启示对我们来说是不是很新鲜？
Or is it something we can just look back on?
还是只是我们只是偷往回看一下？
The Lord desires that that revelation of the church would be fresh within our lives every day.
主愿意在我们的每天，他这个启示都是新鲜的。
And we see that when we start off,
当我们开始的时候
we're really all a work in process.
都是只是在那里一步一步的。
Whether we're speaking about our individual lives or our church life together,
我们不论是谈我们自己的生活和教会生活
it's a work in process.
都是一步一步的经历。
And but the Lord is doing this glorious great work.
但是主在那里做他荣耀的工。
Now we mentioned last night, and I just want to remind us again tonight.
昨天晚上我们今天想昨天提到今天想提醒一下。
Even though we talked last night about Peter's individual life, and tonight we're talking more about this church life.
虽然我们昨天晚上是谈到彼得个人的生活，今天我们要讲教会的生活。
It's really one life.
但是只是一个生活。
They're interrelated. We can't separate these lives.
他们是有关系的，我们不能把它们分开。
But for fellowship, to help us, we can distinguish between them.
但是因为信息交通的缘故，我们把它们分开。
Because what we do in our individual life greatly impacts our church life.
因为我们自己个人的生活极大的影响我们教会的生活。
And sometimes we're not aware of that.
有时候我们可能没有意识到。
Oh, but what an impact it has.
但是它有何等大的一个影响。
Now, as we mentioned also within Peter's life,
我们也提到在彼得的生活里面。
How the Lord, when he first called Peter, he said, Peter, I'm going to make you a fisher of man.
主呼召他的时候说我要让你得人如得鱼一样。
But later in Peter's life,
但是后来在彼得的生命里面
After Peter had denied the Lord and been restored,
彼得他在你否认主以后主
The Lord called Peter to shepherd his flock.
主说你要来牧养我的羊
The Lord did this great work of taking Peter, this rough fisherman,
主就把他成为一个粗糙的一个渔夫
and calling him to be a shepherd.
把他变成一个牧者
Let's look at this in John 21.
我们看约翰福音二十一章
In John 21, we see where Peter is restored publicly.
约翰福音二十一章，我们看到主在那里公众的面前，在那里建造、复造、复建彼得。
We know that through First Corinthians 15, it speaks of how Peter was restored privately.
我们知道在哥林多前书十五章，彼得主怎么样在私下里面在那里建造彼得。
Of how the Lord had that private time with Peter.
主在那里与彼得有一个私下的一个交通。
It must have been very precious and very sacred.
就非常的神圣非常的宝贵
Because there's nothing about it in scripture.
因为在圣经里面你看不到
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, when we have personal encounters with the Lord,
主当我们与主有个人的遇见的时候
They're so precious to us, they need to be kept within our hearts.
对我们来说是何等的宝贵我们要把它们放在我们的心里面
Yes, there are times when the Lord touches our hearts that we share with brothers and sisters and they can be an encouragement.
是的有时候主摸着我们以后我们在这里交通出来我们可以互相勉励。
But there are other times when he deals with us individually and it's a strengthening, it's so precious to us.
但是有时候他只是在那里对付我们个人对我们个人来说是非常的宝贵。
And this is the way the Lord restored Peter.
这就是主如何在那里恢复了彼得。
And then we know publicly the Lord restored Peter here in John 21.
我们在约翰福音二十一章我看到主是何等的在大众的面前来建造彼得。
Starting in verse 15, we can read.
从十五节我们开始读。
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And he said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said to him, Shepherd my sheep. And he said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me?Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
15节他们吃了早饭耶稣对西门彼得说约翰的儿子西门你爱我比 这些更深吗彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你耶稣说你牧养我的羊第三次对他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗就忧愁对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的羊
We know through this conversation, this dialogue that the Lord had with Peter.
我们看到主在这里与彼得的对话。
The Lord, he called Peter and he said, Peter, do you have that absolute agape love for me?
主就在这里说，彼得，你对我有没有这么一个绝对的爱？
Peter knew that he didn't.
彼得知道他没有。
But Peter was able to say, Lord, I'm attached to you. I have that brotherly love, that phileo love.
彼得就说，主啊，我依靠你，我对你有这个对弟兄的爱。
The Lord repeated that a second time, and Peter responded the same way.
主就第二次问他这个问题，他又同样的回答。
Finally, the Lord asked Peter, Peter, do you have that brotherly love for me?
主后来没有办法，就问他说，彼得，你对我有这个弟兄的挚爱吗？
And Peter could only say, Lord, you know all things.
彼得只能说，主啊，你知道一切。
Peter had learned a great lesson.
彼得在那里学了一个功课。
He had learned that his love for the Lord had limitations.
他知道他对主的爱是有限制的。
But the Lord's love for him had no limitation.
但是主对他的爱是无限的。
It's interesting as we look at the dialogue here.
当我们看这个对话的时候，
at the end of each dialogue,
在每一个对话，
the Lord says to Peter, first he says, feed my lambs.
主就对彼得说，你喂养我的小羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
你养我，喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
你牧养我的羊。
The word that caught my attention there is the word mine.
在那里有一句词抓住我的注意力，就是我的。
Remember back in Matthew 16, the Lord said, I will build my church.
你记不记得在马太福音，主在那里说，我要把我的教会。
Peter, I want you to take care of these lambs, these sheep, these dear ones, they're mine.
他说，彼得，我愿意来照料这样的羊，因为他们是我的。
And when we really stop and think about that,
当我们停下来，我们仔细想想。
The Lord had been to Calvary and was risen again.
主已经去了哥哥他，他已经复活。
These ones that he was calling his lambs were his most precious ones.
他叫这些他羊的那些人对他来说是最宝贵的。
It was like the Lord was entrusting his most precious possession unto Peter.
好像主就把他最宝贵的产业来交托给彼得。
God's, we know the verse, God so loved the world, he loved each one that he died for him.
我们对那句圣经很熟，神爱世人，他为我们死。
These were his lambs that he had bought with a price.
这是他用他的付了极大代价买来的一些羊。
And he was entrusting them to Peter.
他们是把他们交给彼得。
And I think this was overwhelming to Peter.
对彼得来说实在是太大了。
Because he knew that in himself he could not do this.
因为他在他里面他知道他不能做。
But he knew that the Lord could.
但是他知道主能。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
just as the Lord called Peter to be that, to care for his sheep and his lambs.
当主让彼得来喂养他的羊的时候，
Yes, within the assembly there are those that are so-called shepherds.
也许在我们的聚会里面有一些所谓的牧人。
But really, each and every one of us is called to that shepherding, that pastoral function.
但是我们每一个人都被呼召要有那个牧人的功能。
It's not limited to a few.
不是只是给一某些人。
We're all called to care for one another.
我们每一个人都被呼召来照料另外一些人。
We're all called to look out for one another.
我们要为每一个人来照顾。
But are we doing it in our own strength?
但是而且我们要用靠着我们自己的力量来做。
Or are we realizing that we look unto him to do this?
还是我们来仰望他来做这件事情。
It's interesting, at this time of year, we start making a lot of resolutions.
在一年的这个时候，我们要下很多的决心。
As the year starts, we'll say, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do this.
当年初的时候，我们说我要做这个，我不做另外一件事。
And we can even do it within our Christian life.
也许在我们基督徒生活里面，我们都可以做得到。
What's the number one Christian resolution?
什么是基督徒里最大的一个决心？
I'm going to read my Bible every day.
我要每天的读圣经。
That's followed by, I'm going to get up early.
我要每天早起。
And you know that we might make it a little ways in that.
也许我们可能能有一点进展。
But is the Lord really interested in our resolution?
但是主是不是对我们的决心有兴趣呢？
No, the Lord's interested in our availability to Him.
但是主不是，他是对我们是不是在他面前
有时间。He's not looking for our verbal commitments.
他不是只是对我们的一些话语的一些承诺。
Peter said, I'll never deny you.
彼得说，我永远也不会否认你。
He's not looking for that.
主不是在那里等待。
He's just simply looking for us to be available to him.
他只是让我们对他来有时间。
That when he calls us to that place of caring and feeding, caring, taking care of one another.
当他把我们呼召出来来照料互相照料的时候。
We'll be in a place of availability to do that.
我们有没有时间来做这件的事情。
And this is what he was calling Peter to do.
这是他在那样呼召彼得来做的。
It's wonderful when you stop and think about Peter.
当你停下来思想彼得的时候。
How he was first called to be that fisher of men.
他被呼召出来要得人如得鱼。
And this really fit Peter's temperament.
这实在是来适合彼得的性格。
How he was bold and unafraid and so rough.
他很大胆他很粗狂。
I mean, Peter was so brave, he stepped out and walked on the water.
他胆子很大他起来他在水上行走。
But no, he actually did it when the Lord called him.
哦不，他是当主呼召他的时候，他才那样做。
You know, but we see Peter in his natural self.
我们看到彼得的天然。
We can see, oh yeah, Peter's a fisherman.
我们知道彼得是一个打鱼的。
But now the Lord was calling Peter to be a shepherd.
但是我们主在那里呼召他做牧者。
That shepherd who's so loving and compassionate.
那个牧者他要那么样的要爱要有同情心。
Who's watching out for others, who's guarding and being so tender with ones.
他对每一个人都是那么温柔他在那里保护他们。
Oh, what a call. This was beyond Peter's natural life.
这是何等的呼召对彼得的天然是不适合的。
But there was a life within Peter that could be that shepherd.
但是在彼得的心里面有一个生命可以做那个牧者。
And there's a life within each one of us.
这也是在我们里面每一个人里面都得有生命。
That pastoral shepherding care would come forth.
就让我们里面这样一个做牧者的心就显示出来。
And the Lord was showing Peter the secret to this.
主就在那里向彼得显示了一个秘诀。
The secret to this whole matter of shepherding and caring for one another is love.
主就在那里让用爱心来照料互相照料的秘诀显示给他。
Without that love, there can be no shepherding.
没有那个爱你就没有牧羊。
Because that shepherd loves the sheep and lays down his life for the sheep.
因为那个牧羊人他爱他的羊为他们舍命。
Oh, and the Lord said, Peter, do you love me?
当主说彼得你爱我吗
Peter had learned that it was not his love that could do that.
彼得就学到不是他自己的爱能够做的。
And later on, Peter writes in his first epistle.
后来彼得就写彼得前书。
He encourages one to keep fervent in their love.
他就让那些人有热心。
Keep fervent in your love for one another.
你们要对你们的弟兄姊妹有热心。
Because that love covers a multitude of sins.
因为爱能够遮盖很多的罪。
Oh, praise God.
赞美神。
You know, as Peter was learning to be that shepherd.
当彼得来学着做牧者的时候。
How did he learn that?
他怎么样学的?
He learned that the Lord is my shepherd.
他学会他说主是我的牧者。
He learned as David learned.
他像大卫一样在那里学。
Peter's testimony was the Lord is my shepherd.
彼得的见证就是主是我的牧人。
And do we know that, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，我们知不知道这一点？
Or is it just a cute little verse that we can recite so easily?
还是只是一个简单的一节圣经我们可以背诵的呢？
Do we know the reality of the Lord being our shepherd?
我们知不知道这个里面的实际主是我们的牧人？
And I love how it says that in that Psalm 23.
我很喜爱他在诗篇二十三篇里面
It doesn't just say the Lord is the shepherd.
他没有说主就是那个牧者
It doesn't even say the Lord is our shepherd.
甚至没有说主是我们的牧人
It says the Lord is my shepherd.
他说耶和华是我的牧者
Personal for each and every one of us.
是我们每一个人
The Lord wants to be that person to us.
主愿意在就成为那位一位
And as we allow the Lord to be our shepherd.
当我们让主成为我们的牧人的时候
we can respond to that.
我们就可以向那有回应。
The Lord shepherded Peter through a life on earth.
主就牧养了彼得在地上的生命。
And as the Lord shepherded Peter,
主就在那里牧养彼得。
Peter was able to shepherd others.
彼得也就有同样的能力来牧养别人。
As we allow the Lord to shepherd us,
如果我们允许主来牧养我们
to lead us beside those still waters,
让我们带领我们经过那些不平静的水
to quieten our souls,
让我们的内心能够沉静下来
to feast upon him,
让我们能够单单的依靠他
and we are able by his grace to be used of shepherding others.
靠着他的恩典我们就能够来牧养别的人
Oh, this is why in 1 Peter, he writes several times about the shepherd.
这就为什么在彼得前书他几次提到牧者
It became so real to him.
因为对他来说成为了一个现实
Peter says, we're continually straying like sheep.
他说我们个人都走迷了。
We've returned to the shepherd and guardians of our soul.
但是我们回到了我们灵魂的牧者那里。
And he speaks of how that chief shepherd will appear.
他在那里说那个牧长的那个是什么样子。
Peter, the reality of that shepherd had really grasped Peter's heart.
当那个牧者的实际就抓住了他的心。
And he was conveying that and encouraging that to others.
他把那里向别人来传递来鼓励他们。
Oh, may we know that.
愿意我们能知道。
As we talk about entering into this matter of church life and caring for one another,
当我们来进到教会的这个生命的题目里面，我们来照顾别人。
It's in that spirit of the gentle shepherd.
在那里面有一个温柔的牧人。
This is what Peter writes of.
这就是彼得所要写到的。
This is when the Lord told him to tend my lambs and care for my sheep.
当主跟他说，你来照顾我的羊。
He writes later in 1 Peter.
他在后来就在彼得前书里面写。
How that word had been made more sure to him.
这样的话如何在他里面变得成为确实。
And we want that word made sure in our lives.
我们也愿意这样的话在我们里面成为实际。
Now we see after the Gospel of John historically it goes on and we see the book of Acts.
在约翰福音以后我们又看到使徒行传。
Now we're not going to be able to look at all of the events in Peter's life in the book of Acts.
我们没有办法把使徒行传里面有关彼得生命的全部来解。
We want to touch on a few.
但是我们只想提一下。
So as we turn to Acts chapter 1,
当我们翻到使徒行传第一章。
We know the Lord has ascended.
我们知道主已经升天了。
And he's told the disciples to go and wait for the promise of the Father.
他们就让他的门徒在那里等父所应许的。
And there are about 120 gathered in this upper room in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的一个楼上有120个人在那里。
And they've been continually devoting themselves to prayer.
他们在那里恒切的祷告。
And then as we come to verse 15.
然后我们读到15节。
It says, At this time Peter stood in the midst of the brethren, a gathering of about 120 persons who was there together, and said, Brethren,The scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit foretold by the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus.
15节，那时有许多人聚会，约有120名。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来说，弟兄们，圣灵借着大卫的口，在圣经上预言，领人捉拿耶稣的犹大。这话是必须应验的。他本来列在我们的数中，并且在使徒的职任上得了一份。
Now before we get into really looking at these verses,
当我们进到这些话语的以前
I'd like for us to take a little sidetrack a second.
我们愿意大家先往旁边看一
下。And I want us to really be able to see how Peter knew the Word of God.
我们实在要看彼得他是多么对神的话熟悉。
I'm afraid many times we misrepresent Peter.
也许有时候我们很多的时候我们错误地理解彼得。
We think just because he was a rough,Hard fisherman.
我们只是觉得他只是一个粗犷的渔夫。
That somehow he was this big goof.
好像他看起来是一个怪物。
And he was just this goofball that went around.
好像只是一个看起来怪怪的一个人到处在那里走。
I don't know how goof translates, but
我不知道这个词怎么翻译。
We don't think of Peter as somebody who really knew the scripture.
我们觉得彼得可能不是那样一位可以认识神的话语的人。
But we greatly miss what our brother really knows.
但是我们实在是没有看到他所知道的。
Because we'll just look briefly.
当然我们只是简短的看。
But he knew, as you look in verse 16.
你看在16节里面。
It said the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit foretold about from the mouth of David about what would happen with Judas.
他说圣经里面预言关于这个犹大的事情要实现。
Peter knew this from the Old Testament.
彼得从旧约里面知道这件事。
And then when he saw and experienced that word was made real, more sure to him.
当他看到这个话在他里面成为更确实的实际。
As you go over to the second chapter on that day of Pentecost.
如果你到第二章你看到五旬节。
Everybody's running around speaking in tongues.
每一个人都在那里用方言讲话。
And people are wondering what's going on.
有些人都说发生了什么事。
It's Peter who stands up.
彼得站起来。
And look in verse 16.
我们看16节。
What is Peter saying? This is that which was spoken of through the prophet Joel.
彼得说这正是先知约珥所说的。
Peter had that word, and he'd known the word before.
彼得以前就知道这句话。
He had this experience and he said, wow, this is real.
他有这样的一个经历他说
What Joel spoke of hundreds of years before.
约珥几百年前说的话。
It's been made more sure. The reality of it is right here.
在这里面就在它里面成为了确实。
As you continue on, as we continue through this sermon,
当我们看到他讲到的时候
we see him quoting David from Psalm 16.
我们看到他在那里讲大卫在诗篇16篇。
That's down from verse 25 to 28.
25-28节。
Again, we see him quoting David from Psalm 132.
然后我们看到他在诗篇132篇来引用大卫。
And that's in verse 30.
在三十节。
And then we see him quoting David from Psalm 110.
然后他引用大卫在诗篇110篇里讲到的。
In verse 34.
在34节
He had that word within him, he knew it.
他在他里面都有这些话，他知道他们。
And he's seen the reality of this.
他看见这话语的实际。
We spoke a little bit last night about Peter's second sermon.
我们昨天晚上讲到彼得的第二次讲道。
Again, it's full of the Old Testament.
充满了旧约。
If we look in chapter 3, verse 18,
我们看第三章十八节,
it says, A thing which God announced beforehand by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ should suffer. This has been fulfilled.
他说神曾借众先知的口预言基督将要受害就这样应验了。
And then down in 22, he quotes Moses.
然后在二十二节他引用了摩西的话。
About that prophet.
关于那先知
In verse 24, he's speaking of Samuel.
在24节他引用了撒母耳
In verse 25, he's speaking of Abraham.
在那里就是25节又用到亚伯拉罕的话
And Peter knew all of it, had been raised up in such a wonderful home that he had all this, and it became real to him.
在彼得成长的时候这些话在里面他所接受的都变成了实际
I think one of the most unheralded mothers in the New Testament is Peter and Andrew's mother.
我们知道在圣经里面可能最没有启示出来的就是彼得和安德烈的妈妈。
I think of them as parents.
我想他们是父母。
How Sabbath after Sabbath they would take Peter and Andrew and they would hear the word read.
每一个安息日他就带他们到会堂里面听圣经。
And this, we don't really know the history of them as children.
但是我们不知道他们做儿童时候他们
的意思。We have to be careful how we imagine.
我们一定要小心，我们不能在那里胡乱思想。
But we can see the fruit of how they were raised as a young one.
但是我们看到他怎么成长起来的那个果子。
Now the parents, you think about how the mother and the father were diligently raising them up in the traditions of Judaism.
你就看到他的父母在那里在犹太教里面那样的养育他们。
Sometimes you wonder if the parents said, is this really worth anything?
有时候他你觉得他的父母说到底这值不值得。
We take Peter to the tabernacle. We take Peter to the synagogue.
我们把彼得带到会堂里面。
And he falls asleep.
在那里睡着了。
He misbehaves.
他在那里捣蛋。
Andrew sits there so quietly.
安德烈坐在那里安
静。Peter's always squirming around.
彼得总是在那里跑来跑去。
Is he really listening to anything?
他到底有没有听得进去？
He's texting his friends.
他在那里给他的同朋友发
信息。He's not even listening to him.
他根本就没有听。
And all of a sudden,
突然
there's that mother and father seeing, that's my son who's proclaiming that.
他的父母就看见那是我的儿子他在那里
宣告。This has got to be a great encouragement to mothers and fathers.
对我们做父母的是何等的鼓舞。
Those years that we're taking care of these young ones.
当我们在这里花很长的时间我们照料我们的儿女。
At times we wonder, are they getting anything?
你有没有觉得他们有没有得到任何的东西
But then all of a sudden there's that blossom, that flower comes forth.
突然你们看见他们像花一样绽放。
Oh, we see it within Peter.
我们在彼得里面看见。
Praise God. You know, I don't think it was just by happenstance or haphazard that the Lord chose his disciples.
我在那里觉得主不是在那里随便的拣选他的门徒。
He knew Peter. He knew Simon and Andrew.
他认识彼得和安德烈。
He knew, because Andrew, it says,He recognized that there's the Messiah.
他知道安德烈，因为安德烈说那个是弥赛亚。
You know, they were looking for the Messiah.
他们在找寻弥赛亚。在他们心里面。
Oh, we're just so thankful. I do wish in the scripture it would have talked a little bit about their parents.
我们实在感谢主，我们愿意主，我们觉得他应该把他的父母向我们多讲一点。
But they were hidden.
但是他们是隐藏的。
And that speaks volumes.
就很洪亮的、很明亮的向我们说话。
Because so much of what a mother and father does is hidden.
因为父母所做的很多都是隐藏起来。
But it's seen in eternity.
但是是在永远里面会被看见。
May that encourage all of our hearts.
因为这在我们成为我们心里面我们的鼓舞。
We can be frustrating at times.
也许我们有时候我们很有挫折感。
Is this really worth it?
这是不是到底很值得我？
One of the wonderful things about children.
关于孩子们有一件很美好的事情。
Is that within a split second you can be loving them.
在就那么一转念之间，你可能会很爱他们。
And the next second, you're ready to wring their throats.
马上你就要掐死他们。
But praise God, the Lord puts, He allows us to go through all that.
感谢主，他让我们经历这些。
Be encouraged by an Andrew and a Peter.
我们是被安德烈和彼得来鼓舞。
Oh, as they were through those young ages of getting that word with them.
当他们年轻的时候，他们把那些话存在心里。
At that appointed time.
在那个时候
That prophetic word was made more sure.
先知的预言就成为确实。
It was made real to them.
对，那造他们成为真实。
And at that appointed time, it'll be made real to our next generation.
在那个预期的时候，对我们下一代就成为实际。
May we be faithful unto him.
愿意我们对他信实。
Not only faithful in sharing the word.
不仅仅是我们要忠实的来交通他的话语。
But faithful in our lives being a testimony unto him.
而且在我们的生活里面要做他的见证。
Now let's get back to Acts. That was a little sidetrack there.
这只是刚才一点点。
But as we look now back at Acts chapter 1.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
You know, we see that it's wonderful how Peter he stands up with in the midst of the 120.
我们看到彼得如何在120人中间在那里站立起来。
And the first words that come out of his mouth are brethren.
第一个在他嘴里出来的就是弟兄们。
He's no longer independent.
他在那里他不是独立。
But he's starting to see how he's related to these ones.
你看见他是如何和别人有关系。
He all of a sudden he sees, wait a minute, we're related, you're my brother, you're my sister.
突然他看到这些人都和他有关系，他们是我的弟兄们。
And as they've been praying in this one mind.
当他们在那里祷告的时候，他们是同心的祷告。
They were being drawn together by the Lord.
他们是被主来召集在一起。
And this is a great lesson for Peter.
对彼得来说是一个极大的
功课。Because normally we would characterize Peter as a strong, independent person.
有时候我们觉得彼得只是一个很强的独立独行的人。
And himself, he didn't need anybody else.
他自己不需要别人。
Oh, but praise God, he sees, brethren, we're in this together now.
但是赞美神，他看见，他说，弟兄们，我们在这里，一起在这里。
How we need to learn this lesson from Peter.
我们要如何从彼得学这个功课。
Because within the body of Christ, within the church today, one of the greatest problems is this spirit of independence.
在教会里面，今天最大的问题就是这个独立独行。
We all say with our mouth that he is the head.
我们都用我们的嘴来说他是我们的头。
But then we do our own thing.
但是我们只是做我们自己的事情。
It's like in the days of Judges.
就好像在士师记里面。
It says there was no king in Israel and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
因为你看到那里说因为没有王个人独断独行。
As we come together we say, I'm free to do this.
当我们自己出来的时候说我可以有自由做这件事情。
I'm free to go here, I'm free to serve here.
我有自由去那里我有自由在这里侍奉。
I can go anywhere I want to go.
我愿意到我想去的地方去。
Oh, would the Lord really convict us of our independence?
主有没有让我们觉得我们为我们的独立来定罪。
Now, because if we look within our own physical bodies,
因为我们看见我们的肉身的里面。
What happens within our bodies when a cell becomes independent?
当我们里面的有一个细胞它变成独立的时候。
These independent cells are called cancer.
这些独立的细胞它们被称为癌细胞。
Now this is an accountant talking about stuff like this.
这只是一个做会计的来讲这些
生物学。I'm not giving you any medical definitions or anything.
我不是在这里给你们一些医学上的定义。
This is just the way an accountant sees it.
这只是我作为一个会计我所看见的。
But as we think about this matter of independent cells in the body,
如果我们看见我们体里面那些独立的细胞
I googled something,
我在那个 Google 做了一些搜索。
And I wanted to read it tonight.
我今天就读一下。
It's speaking about cancer cells.
这里面提到癌细胞。
It says, what characterizes cancer cells is that they've been decidedly independent, carrying on their own activitiesWithout regard to the other cells around them.
这里就说到总癌细胞的一个特性，就是它们决定性的它变成了一个独立的细胞，它们做自己的事情，它没有考虑到周围的细胞。
They're just doing their own thing.
它们只是在那里发挥自己的功用。
Because it says most normal cells are monitored by a myriad of mechanisms that keep them working in cooperation with the brain and other cells around them.
因为正常的更大多数正常的细胞，他们用各种不同的机制来控制，他们与大脑和其他的周围的细胞一起工作协作。
The normal cells are under the brain, they're under the headship there.
正常的细胞，他们是由大脑来控制。
This is what the Lord is wanting.
这就是主来需要我们的。
But no, it says cancer cells are independent and move or randomly migrate to places they don't belong. And create mischief which gives rise to tumors.
但是不癌细胞它们是独立的它们随机的到处来转移到它们不应该去的地方然后就产生了肿瘤造成了麻烦。
Normal cells maintain normal growth in relation to the rest of the body.
正常细胞相对身体的其他的部分来保持一个正常的生长。
But cancer cells grow and divide independent from the other cells around them.
但是癌细胞它在那里成长在那里分裂跟别的细胞毫无关系。
Brothers and sisters, we have too many independent ones within the body of Christ today.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在基督的身体里面有很多独自的人。
This is why, as we look to Peter,
这就是我们为什么要看彼得。
Peter was saying, "I'm not independent anymore."
彼得说，我不再独立。
But where I'm a brother with you.
我只是你们的弟兄。
You know, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Within the body of Christ, there's a cure for cancer.
赞美主，我们这样才能医治癌症。
It's called the blood of the Lamb.
看到就是靠着羔羊的血。
As we see that we're independent, doing our own things.
如果我们看到我们是独行的，我们
we can confess our sins.
我们看到我们自己做自己的事。
Allow Him to restore us.
我们就承认我们的罪，让他来恢复我们，我们就回归。
Oh, will the Lord deal with this independent spirit within us?
愿意主来对付我们每一个人独立的。
And really show us our relatedness to one another.
让我们看见我们与别人都是有关系的。
Not just calling each other brother for the sake of that.
不只是说是简单的称呼对方来做我们的弟兄。
It's wonderful within the family of God as you travel around.
当你旅行的时候，你在神的家里面。
Because you don't have to remember anybody's name.
因为你不需要记得任何人的名字。
You just call everybody brother or sister.
你只是叫弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, so if,Don't be offended if I just call you brother or sister.
不要觉得冒犯了，如果我只是叫你弟兄或姊妹。
No, but no, it's so precious.
不，真是何等的宝贵。
Are we saying brother and sister from our head or from our heart?
我们是从我们的头脑里面还是我们的心里面来叫他们弟兄姊妹？
Do we really see our relationship that we've been brought into?
我们看见我们没有有没有被带到这样的一个关系的里面？
Oh, praise God, Peter was starting to get a glimpse of this.
赞美神，彼得在那里看见了一点点。
And it's the more we get a glimpse of it,
当我们越多的一点点的看见
它 or we can enter into the reality of it also.
我们就进到这里面的实际。
And then as we come to chapter 2,
当我们来到第二章
we know within this chapter, this is the day of Pentecost.
我们看到这是在五旬节。
But what's this chapter most famous for?
这一章对哪一个方面最有名?
What's the real focus of the chapter?
这一章的焦点是什么?
Is the focus on the gifts?
是不是有关于他的恩赐
Is the focus upon all the noise and the speaking of tongues?
还是在那里看到有方言在那里讲
Now that is very important.
很重要
As the Holy Spirit came forth.
因为圣灵在那里显示出来
And as Peter testified, this is that which was spoken of.
彼得就在这里这就是我们所说的
But the real focus and testimony of this chapter is the birth of the church.
但是这里面第二章的重点就是教会的
As that Holy Spirit came forth.
当圣灵出现的时候，教会就成立了。
Those 120 individual ones,
那120个人
they were seeing that they were starting to be related.
他们就看见他们是有关系的。
But when that spirit came forth,
当圣灵出来的时候
it was no longer 120 individual ones.
不是120个个人
but they saw they were born into a oneness in the body of Christ.
他们就在那里在基督里面成为一。
They were brought together in the oneness they had in the Lord.
他们在基督的头里面成为一。
And we see, this is the testimony we see in Acts chapter 2.
这就是我们在使徒行传第二章看到的见证。
Let's look down at Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 42.
我们看到使徒行传二章四十二节。
And I'm going to ask a question.
我要问一个问题。
As we're reading these verses, what is your perspective of these verses?
当我们读这些圣经的时候，你们的观点是什么？
What do you see here when we're reading these?
当我们读的时候，你看见了什么？
And may the Lord speak to us.
愿意主向我们说话。
Because much of what we're sharing tonight, we're familiar with these stories.
因为我们今天晚上我们交通的，我们都很熟悉。
And sometimes familiarity can be our greatest hindrance in learning things.
有时候熟悉成为我们学习的一个极大的拦阻。
So may this be fresh to us tonight.
愿意今天晚上对我们成为新鲜。
Acts 2:42.
使徒行传二章四十二节。
And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And everyone kept feeling a sense of awe. And many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. They began selling their property and possessions.We're sharing them with all as anyone might have need. And day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
42节都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹， 信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
As we look at these verses, what do you see?
当我们读这些圣经的时候，你看见了什么？
What we see in these verses is the life of the church being expressed.
我们看到这里教会的生命表现出来。
And the key word here is life.
在这里关键词是生命。
It's not church.
不是教会。
The key word is the life of the church being expressed.
关键词是教会的生命表现出来。
Now it's vital. The church is vital.
教会是很重要的。
But the key there is the life. You see the life of Christ being expressed among the believers.
但是关键词是生命，你看到基督的生命在这些信徒的里面表现出来。
Because as these ones were together,
因为这些人他们在一起。
They started experiencing something that they had not before.
他们在一起经历了他们以前从来没有经历过的。
It says they were feeling the sense of awe.
他们在这里讲到众人都惧怕。
And I don't think that was just an emotional feel-good feeling.
我只是觉得这不是只是他们自己的一些感觉而已。
But they were together.
他们在一起。
They had this wonderful desire to be there.
他们有一个渴望在一起。
Who was telling them to do this?
谁在那里告诉他们做这件事情？
They didn't have the 20 years of tradition on how to meet.
他们没有20年的这个教训，然后教会他们来如何的聚会。
They didn't have a book of church order.
他们没有一个教会的这个秩序。
But there was a life within each one of them.
但是在他们里面有这个一个生命。
That same life drawing them together.
有那么一个同样的生命把他们召集在一起。
And that same life gave them a great desire to break bread together.
那有同样的生命给他们一个渴望来一起拨饼。
It gave them a desire to sit at the feet of the apostles and to hear the teaching.
给他们一个渴望来坐在使徒的脚前来听这个教训。
And what were the apostles teaching? What was Peter declaring to them?
这些使徒他们在教训什么？彼得在讲什么？
They were telling them about Christ.
他们在讲关于讲基督。
Let us tell you about this one that we lived with for 3 years.
让我们告诉你们，我们与这位一起生活了三年的人。
He told us some things at the beginning we didn't understand.
他在起初教会了我们一些。告诉我们一些东西我们不理解。
He told us how he was going to have to go to Jerusalem and die and 3 days be raised again.
他跟我们说他要去耶路撒冷要被杀三天以后复活。
Oh, but now we see the reality of that.
但是今天我们看到了这成为
事实。He told us to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father.
他让我们到耶路撒冷去等父神的应许。
Oh, now we've seen and experienced the reality of the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit.
我们就看到我们经历了神的应许就是圣灵。
Though they had this desire to fellowship and share with one another.
他们有这样的一个渴望来互相的交通。
And as they were fellowshipping, what were they talking about?
当他们交通的时候，他们讲的是什么？
They weren't talking about that the 49ers won this afternoon.
他们没有讲这个掘金者的这个球队。
And got a bye in the first round.
他们第一轮他们不需要打球。
No, what they were talking, they were sharing Christ with one another.
不，他们在与互相来分享这基督。
And they were enjoying the goodness of the Lord.
我们在这里，他们在来享受神的美德。
Oh, so often we say, let's get together for fellowship.
我们说来让我们一起聚在一起，我们来交通。
And then we have a wonderful, we can have a good time together.
我们可以一起来享受美好的时光。
But there's only one person missing.
但是只有一个人在那里，你看不见。
It's the Lord.
主不在中间。
We can fellowship about football. We can fellowship about knitting. We can fellowship about making cupcakes.
我们可以交通足球，我们交通编织，我们可以交通我们如何的做这个糕点。
I like it when sisters get together and fellowship about cupcakes.
我喜欢当姊妹们他们在一起，他们交通怎么做这个点心。
But let's be clear on what we're talking about fellowship. We're talking about sharing the life of Christ.
当我们讲到交通的时候，我们交通的是要基督的生命。
And the more they shared, all of a sudden, spontaneously, they were praying more.
当他们越多的交通，他们自然的他们就在这里更多的祷告。
They didn't have somebody tell them, okay, now it's 7 o'clock, you need to pray.
他没有人告诉他们说现在七点钟开始我们祷告。
You can only pray on Tuesday night.
你只能在星期二晚上可以祷告。
Or some places Wednesday night.
在有些地方是星期三晚上。
The rest of the week you can't pray.
在别的这个星期的天你不能祷告。
No, they were continually in that spirit of prayer.
他们在那里在灵的这个祷告的灵里面一直在那里。
There was a life within them that they were all experiencing and expressing together.
在那里里面有一个共同的生命，他们一起在那里经历。
And how we need to have this experience also.
我们多么需要有这样的一个经历。
And we have this as we focus upon his life.
当然当我们聚焦在他的生命的里面。
Because as we're focusing upon Christ and his life, we get more life.
当我们注视他的生命的时候，我们就更多的得到生命。
The tragic thing is somehow sometimes we can shift our focus off of his life and put our focus on the church.
有一个悲剧就是我们把我们的聚焦从他的生命挪到教会上面。
Now, I want to be careful how I say this.
我说这样话，我一定要小心。
But our focus is on Christ and his life.
我们的焦点是在基督和他的生命。
If we just focus on the church fixing it up, all we end up doing is building a good outward expression.
如果我们只是焦点是在教会的上面，我们只是看见一个外在的一个表现。
We're focused more upon the outward.
我们只是更多的注重外表。
On the traditions.
在
这个传统。And how we look.
它的表现，我们看起来如何。
And there's all of a sudden you find dissipation and weakness within inside.
有时候你就看见那里面的分散，你看到它的软弱。
The focus shifts from to the outward instead of the inward reality.
我们要把焦点从外面挪到里面。
Oh, but in these verses, we see life leading them into more life.
我们看到这里面生命把他们带到更多的生命。
Because as it says in verse 46,
因为在四十六节里面讲到
it said, day by day they were continuing in one mind or one accord.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里。
That was the mind of Christ.
那就是基督的他的思想。
Oh, and as they enjoyed this life together.
他们在这里享用同样的一个生命。
Nobody was giving them a course on how to shepherd.
在这里没有人教他们一堂课，你怎样的牧养。
Because the life of the shepherd was within them caring for one another.
因为这个牧者的生命在他们里面为让他们可以照料别人。
And they were responding to that life.
他们在那里有回应。
Now there's one word that we haven't mentioned in regarding to all this.
有一个词我们还没有提到。
And it's the word meetings.
在那里就是聚会。
Now when we talk of church life,
当我们讲到教会的生活，
what do you think of?
你想到了什么？
Do we first just think of meetings?
我们是不是先想到的就是聚会？
No, well, praise God, we can meet together.
不是赞美神，我们可以在一起聚集。
And I want to be at every meeting there is.
我每一个聚会我都要去。
But it's not, we're not meeting focused.
但是我们不是只是聚焦在聚会上。
And the life of the Lord is not restricted to our meeting time.
我们主的生命不只是限制在聚会的当中。
This life that we have, we're in it 24/7.
他的生命在我们里面是全时间的。
This is the life together that he wants us to enjoy.
这就是他让我们享用的生命。
This was what was made real to Peter.
这就在基督在彼得里面成为真实。
And this is Peter's testimony.
这就是彼得的见证。
How was this made real to Peter?
这样如何在彼得里面成为实际？
How does he speak of it later?
他以后来又怎么样在这里讲？
Look over in 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章。
Verses 4 through 6.
四到六节。
We said, And coming to him as a living stone rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God.You also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him shall not be disappointed.
四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就要像活石。被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着基督耶稣奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
This prophetic word from Isaiah was made real unto Peter.
以赛亚的先知的预言在彼得里面就成为真实。
And he said, "We come to him as the living stone."
他说，我们来到他的面前成为活石。
Oh, he's precious in the sight of the Lord.
他在主的眼里面成为宝贵。
He doesn't say we come together to, we don't come to each other.
他没有说我们只是来到个人的面前。
But we come to him.
说我们来到他的面前。
And he's a living stone.
他是那活石。
And because we have his life within us.
因为我们有里面有他的生命。
We're living stones.
我们也是活石。
And he is that precious cornerstone is building us together.
他是那宝贵的房角石，把我们建造在一起。
This is no longer just a theory to Peter.
对彼得来说不只是一个理论。
Seeing this expressed in the book of Acts.
他在那里他表在使徒行传里面表达出来。
And he testifies that he's that cornerstone.
他在那里见证他说主是那房角石。
And we know that cornerstone sets the pattern, it sets the standard for the whole rest of the building.
我们知道房角石就成为整栋建筑的一个基石。
When that cornerstone is set in place,
当那个房角石被立下的时候
the whole building is built around that.
整个的建筑就被围绕着它被建起来
It's so precious.
是那样的宝贵
And we're saying He is the cornerstone.
在这里说我们说到他是那房角石
And He sets the standard for our life.
他为我们定了我们生命的标准
Oh, He's so precious.
哦，他是何等的宝贵
Praise God, we're living stones also.
我们赞美神我们也是活石
And we're sharing in that life together.
我们在一起享用这共享这样的生命
and Peter was encouraging them and bringing it to reminder
彼得在这里来提醒他们来鼓励他们
because as they were going through some difficult times in 1 Peter
因为他们在彼得前书里面有一段很困难的经历
they could lose sight of the precious calling they had upon their lives
他们也许他们可能会忽略了对他们来说一个宝贵的呼召
of this precious privilege that they've been called into
他们被呼召进到这么一个宝贵的一个实际里面
May we see the preciousness of what the Lord has done.
愿意我们看到我们主所做的宝贵
That glorious day when the church was born upon this earth.
我们看到当那天那么荣耀的那天教会在那里诞生
And how we have been brought into that.
我们是如何的被带到那里面
What a glorious blessing and privilege we have.
是何等我们一个特权我们一个荣耀的一个
But it's tragic within so much of Christianity today.
但是在基督教里面有这样一个悲剧
Ones are trying to replace the cornerstone.
有些人要在那里要取代这个房角石。
We need to be able to hold faithful to that.
但是我们要对那个忠诚。
The Lord, He is our cornerstone.
因为他是我们的房角石。
In other places in Scripture, it says He is the plumb line.
有些人说的他是那个铅锤。
In this day of relativity, many things are trying to creep in on us and say, "Go this way and go that way."
在这个当今的时代，有很多事情要充斥我们的头脑，说你去这里，你要去那里。
This is why we need that word, the prophetic word, made more sure in our heart.
这就是为什么我们需要先知的预言在我们里面成为更确实。
So when these forces come in upon us,
当这些外边的力量加到我们身上
，we can say no to them.
我们可以对他说不。
We can say the plumb line, the cornerstone says this.
我们可以说我们的标准，我们的房角是这样说
and we're not going this way
我们不是去那里
we're going to be faithful to what the Lord has made real into our hearts
我们对神在我们心里面教会成为实际的中心
would it be made more real to us
让它在里面成为更确实
let's flip back over to Acts chapter 5 now
我们再翻到使徒行传第五节
now Acts 5 is one is everybody's favorite chapter
使徒行传五章每个人都很喜爱
so this is the story of Ananias and Sapphira
因为这里提到亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉。
Now, if you were going to select a meeting of the church to be at in the first century, you would probably not have picked this one.
如果你要选择在第一世纪你要去的一次聚会里面，你也许不会选这个。
I mean, if you could imagine sitting in this room,
你可不可以想象你坐在这个一个会议厅里面
？And this man named Ananias walks in the room.
有一个人叫亚拿尼亚，他来了。
And Peter says, he brings and he gives some money from where they sold their land to Peter.
这里面说到他变卖了他的家业，他把一些钱带进来。
And Peter says, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit?
彼得就说，你为什么要欺哄圣灵？
You haven't lied to men, you've lied to God.
你没有欺哄我，你是欺哄了神。
Because they sold this piece of property at one price.
因为他们把他的产业卖了这样的一个价钱。
They kept some of it for themselves.
他们自己留下了一些。
But then when they brought it in to make an offering, they said, we sold the property and here's all the money from it.
但是他当他奉献的时候，他说我们卖了这个产业，这又是他的卖价。
Now the sad thing about it,
这里面让人难过的。
They could sell the property for anything.
他们可以随便他们卖。
They could have kept what they wanted to.
他们可以随便的保留给自己。
If they only wanted to give half to the assembly, that was okay.
如果他只是想把一半给这个聚会，可以。
But the issue was they were trying to look good before men.
但是这个问题是他们想在人的面前要看起来好。
They were trying to present this image they had sold and given everything.
他们想让别人误觉他们已经变卖了一切，而且奉献出来。
And then all of a sudden,
突然。
This guy Ananias, he struck dead.
这个亚拿尼亚他就跌下来死了。
Boom,
他就扑倒。
Boom, boom,
就蹦一下。
And they take him out. They take him out and bury him.
他们就把他拖出来埋了。
And then a little while later, his wife comes in.
过了一阵子，他的妻子进来。
And she said, "Did you sell it for such a price?"
他们就问他，你们是不是卖了这样的一个价钱
？She says yes, and boom, she's dead too.
他说是的，然后突然他就死了。
And so, It says the church was in fear and trembling. I think you would be in fear and trembling.
我们看见整个教会都在那里震惊。
But we see how jealous the Lord was for this infant church.
我们看到主就对这个婴儿期的教会是何等的有妒忌心。
He desired that there would be a purity would be maintained of the testimony.
他是那么样忌邪，他愿意在这教会里面有这么一个纯真。
Oh, we and this is a lesson here for us.
我们在这里学会一个功课。
Because we think in this age of grace that we can just do whatever we want to.
当我们享恩典的时代，我们可以做任所欲为。
And we might not see some of the immediate consequences.
我们可能不会直接看到它的后果。
But what does Peter write to these dear ones and write to us?
但是彼得向那些可爱的圣徒们是如何写信呢？
Sometimes this is one of those verses that we overlook.
这就是有时候我们忽略的一些圣经。
If you look back again at 1 Peter 4,
如果你看到彼得前书四章，
you see how things are being made real to him and he's writing to encourage and strengthen these ones.
你看那个道如何在他里面成为确实，他在里面这样写。
In 1 Peter 4:17,
彼得前书四章十七节，
one of our favorite verses,
我们很喜爱的一节圣经。
Says, for it is time for judgment to begin within the house of God.And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
Now, judgment isn't a popular topic today.
审判今天不是一个很流行的一个题目。
How many of us like to hear sermons on judgments?
你们中间有多少人喜欢听有关审判的这个一个传道？
No, it's not too popular.
好像不是那么流行。
But brothers and sisters, we should be those that, as the Lord is leading us,
弟兄姊妹们，当主来带领我们。
We should be living daily in the light of the judgment seat of Christ.
我们每天都要活在审判台前的亮光的下面。
One day we will appear there.
有一天我们要在那里面显现。
Not related to our salvation.
跟我们的得救没有关系。
Our salvation is secure.
我们的救恩已经确有确定。
One day there's a settling of accounts.
但是有一天我们要算账。
And it's not an issue of salvation, but it's an issue of rewards.
跟我们得救没有关系，跟奖赏有关系。
And we need to allow the Lord to either deal with us now,
我们或者今天让主来对付我们。
Or he'll deal with us later.
或者就他在那一天要对付我们。
And one of the great lessons we see within Peter's life,
我们在彼得身上看见一个重要的一个功课。
Peter was one who allowed the Lord to deal with him now.
因为彼得就让主当时就对付他。
He didn't put things off.
他没有把他们拖延。
When something was going on in Peter's life,
当彼得的生命里发生一些事情，
he allowed the Lord to deal with it at that moment.
他让主在那个时刻就对付。
As the Lord points out things in our life,
当主指出我们生活里面的一些事情，
may we allow the Lord to deal with them now and set us free from it.
愿意我们让主那时候就对付他，让我们成为自由。
Because eventually it comes back around.
因为会后来他还会重现。
But all we need to see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我们要看到。
That as Peter wrote,
当彼得写，
it's time for judgment to begin in the house of God.
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。
It's tragic today that in many ways we're too loose.
今天的悲剧就是我们太放松了。
We've misunderstood grace.
我们在那里误解了恩典。
And we've allowed some things to go on within the house of God.
我们让神的家里面有些事情发生。
And I think it weakened our testimony.
那就让我们的见证减弱。
And we're not speaking of man's judgment.
我们不是讲到人的审判。
But we're looking for the Lord, the head, to point things out in a right way.
我们是想让主指出正确的指出我们的事情。
Things that would bring us back in line with that cornerstone.
就让我们和那房角石成为一致。
Walking his ways.
让我们来走他的路。
Dealing with one another in the way he would have us to be dealt with.
让我们每一个人互相按照他要我们做的来对付。
That we could be those that are prepared for his return.
让我们可以预备好他的回来。
Oh, may the Lord be touching us with this.
主愿意主来摸着我们。
But as we move on in the book of Acts.
让我们继续看使徒行
传。Again, we see how the Lord touches something very deep within Peter.
我们看到神如何的在彼得里面做很深的工作。
As you come to Acts chapter 10 and 11,
你看彼得使徒行传十十一章。
Peter was one who was very prejudiced.
彼得很有偏见。
He was a great Jew.
他是一个很大的一个犹太人。
And as he had been brought up in that Jewish heritage,
因为他是在犹太人的传统里面被养大。
He wouldn't have anything to do with the Gentiles.
他和外邦人根本不想发生关系。
But we know upon the Lord's heart,
但是我们知道在主的心上，
that his church would be a church of all peoples.
教会要成为万民的教会。
But first the Lord had to deal with Peter.
主要在那里对付彼得。
So as you come to Acts chapter 10 and 11,
当你看到使徒行传十章十一章，
we have the story of Cornelius and Peter.
我们看到有哥尼流和彼得的故事。
Cornelius was a Gentile who was living in the city of Caesarea.
哥尼流是住在凯撒利亚的一个外邦人。
He was a devout man who feared the Lord.
他是一个虔诚人，他敬畏神。
And as he was praying one day,
有一天他在祷告。
He was told, send to Joppa and get Peter.
他说你到约帕去找彼得。
And he could come and speak to you.
他要来跟你讲话。
And so, the next day, he sent some of his men to get Peter.
第二天他就派了他的一些人去找彼得。
Now Peter is there in the city of Joppa.
彼得在约帕。
And he's up on a rooftop.
他在房顶上。
He's hungry.
他在那里饿了。
And all of a sudden he has this vision.
突然他看见这么一个异象。
And he sees this sheet coming down out of heaven.
他看见有这么一大块布从天上降下来。
And in this sheet are all the animals that are unclean and unkosher.
所以所有不干净不洁净的动物都在里面。
And he hears this voice, arise, Peter, kill and eat.
他听见这个声音说彼得起来宰了吃。
But Peter being a good Jew,
彼得曾作为一个好的犹太人
He says, I've never eaten anything unclean.
他说我从来没有吃过不洁净的东西。
That's an amazing testimony.
是一个很不简单的一个见证。
He can say, I've never eaten anything unclean. That shows his dedication.
他说我从来没有吃过不洁净的东西，你就看见他的热心。
But then he hears this voice.
然后他听见这个声音。
As you look in chapter 10, verse 15.
你就看见第十章十五节。
It says, what God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy.
这里说到神所洁净的你不可当作俗物。
And this happens three times.
这样就一连发生了三次。
And he hears this.
他就听见。
And after he's had this vision,
当他有了这个异象以后
these men from Cornelius arrive.
哥尼流派的人就来了。
And Peter says, I'm the man you're looking for.
彼得说我就是你们要找的那位。
And they head on back to Caesarea.
他就跟他们一起回到凯撒利亚。
Now it's wonderful how in Cornelius he had such a desire for the Lord.
哥尼流对神有这么样一个渴望是何
等美好。The Lord sends Peter there.
主就差遣彼得去了。
And again, Peter, he tells Cornelius how difficult it is for him to be there in himself.
彼得就对哥尼流说，对他来说来了很不容易。
He says in verse 28.
在这里二十八节里面讲到。
He says, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a man who is a Jew to associate with a foreigner to visit with him." Yet God has shown me that I should not call any man unholy or unclean.
二十八节里提到说，对他们说，你们知道，犹太人和别国的人亲近来往本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净。
Again, as Peter starts sharing the word with them,
在这里彼得就开始向他们传福音。
You look in verse 34.
你们看到三十四节。
It says, opening his mouth, Peter said, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality."
彼得就开口说，我真的看出神不是不偏待人。
Peter is starting to see something here.
彼得就在这里看见了一些。
And then in the midst of his sermon,
在他传道的中间
we know the Holy Spirit comes down.
圣灵就来了。
And these Gentiles receive the Holy Spirit just as the Jews did on Pentecost.
这些外邦人就像那些犹太人在五旬节一样，他们就接受了圣灵。
And when Peter sees what's happened,
彼得就看见发生的事情。
He sees how they've been saved as the Jews were saved.
他就看他们外邦人像犹太人一样被拯救。
He says, "Yes, you can be baptized."
他说你们可以被受浸。
Peter here is seeing the oneness of the body of Christ.
彼得就在这里看到基督教会的合一。
Oh, what a precious testimony this is!
是何等宝贵的一个见证。
And as we know, as the book of Acts continues on,
我们知道《使徒行传》就进到下面。
All of a sudden, it started that there were these ones called the Judaizers.
在这里面就有一些犹太教的人。
And they started going out among the Gentiles and saying,
他们就来到这个外邦人的当中。
Unless you're circumcised, you can't be saved.
你们如果未受割礼的话，你们就不能得救。
So this was becoming such a crisis within the early church.
在早期的教会里面变成了一个很大的危机。
That they had a council together in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷就有了耶路撒冷的大会。
And if we turn over to Acts chapter 15.
然后我们就看到《使徒行传》十五章。
In Acts chapter 15, we see them having this council where they're sharing together.
我们就看到在十五章里面有耶路撒冷的会议。
And then Peter stands up and testifies.
彼得就站起来做见证。
In verse 9, he says, He made no distinction between us and them, between the Jews and the Gentiles, cleansing their hearts by faith.
第九节说到，又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
And then he makes an amazing statement in verse 11.
在十一节里面，他就做了一个奇妙的一个 宣告。
He says, but we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus in the same way as they also are.
他说我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩和他们一样，这是我们所信的。
Look at the high road that Peter took here.
你看见彼得走的这条高路。
He didn't say, he's there among the Jews.
他在那里在犹太人的中间。
He didn't say, they are saved like us.
他没有说他们像我们一样得救。
He said, no.
他说不。
He said, by the grace of God.
他说凭着神的恩典。
We are saved like them.
我们得救像他们一样。
He's actually elevating them.
他是把他们升高。
He says, we are saved like them.
他说我们像他们一样得救。
We are saved through that grace in the same way as they are.
我们是通过主的恩像他们一样。
Oh, how precious this is, the way he humbles himself.
我们看到彼得在那里谦卑是多么的宝贵。
Because he's seeing this reality.
因为他看见这样一个实际。
Oh, and it's a wonderful testimony of that oneness of the body of Christ.
是多么合一的一个见证，一个美好的见证。
And how does Peter convey this to these dear ones when he writes that first epistle?
彼得当他在写彼得前书的时候，他是怎么样向这些弟兄们？
Turn back over to 1 Peter.
我们再翻到彼得前书。
As we come to 1 Peter chapter 2 again.
我们再翻到彼得前书第二章。
As we read, look at verses 9 and 10.
彼得前书二章九到十节。
It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
彼得前书二章九到十节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
It's a marvelous testimony on the oneness of the body of Christ here that Peter has seen the reality of it.
在这里，是对基督的身体合一的一个美好的见证。彼得就看见了他的实际。
As he's writing to these ones who were dispersed,
当他向这些曾经分散的人写信的时候，
some were Jewish by background, some were Gentiles.
有些人是犹太人的背景，有些人是外邦人。
But he makes no distinction now.
他在这里没有任何的区别。
But he testifies and he says, "You are."
他在这里做见证说，你们是。It's
probably precious here how he says, "You are not, you will be."
他在这里是多么宝贵，他说你们是。
But this is something that they've been brought into in reality.
这就是他们已经被带到了这个实际里面。When
we're born again, brothers and sisters,
主道，当我们重生的时候，弟兄姊妹们，
we are part of the church.
我们就是教会的一部分。
We're part of the body of Christ.
我们是基督身体的一部分。
And these are things that are describing us.
这就是在描述我们这些人的一些话。
It says, you are a chosen race.
他说你们是被拣选的族类。I'm
sorry to disappoint many of you.
我在这里我。
The Chinese are not the chosen race.
你们中国人不是被拣选的族类。
The Lord has someone else that's a chosen race.
我们主只是拣选了另外一些族类。
But we see here how, in this phrase, the chosen race,
但是在这里我们看见那个词，被拣选的族类。
Peter chooses all of these words so precisely.
他就在这里用这些词那么精确的来选这些词。
Because if you look in the Old Testament,
如果你看旧约的时候，
at one time, the nation of Israel, those Jews, they were the chosen race.
在那个时刻，他们犹太人是被拣选的族类。
But now he's saying, no, all of these that are born of God, born of Christ, they're the chosen race.
他说不，你们是在基督里面重生的人，你们是被拣选的族类。
Selected of him and born of him.
是从被他拣选，是从他们。
You're a royal priesthood.
你们是有君尊的祭司。
Oh, that was priest to express his very character.
在这里面，祭司就表现他的性格。
Those priests that are there to display and represent the kingly character of our Lord.
那些祭司就在那里表现我们主的君尊的执事。
A holy nation.
一个圣洁的国民。
Ones that are set apart and sanctified for him.
就是为他来分别为圣的一个国度。
Oh, how he sees that we've been called unto this. We've been called to be that holy nation set apart.
我们是被那个分别出来，我们成为那个圣洁的国度。
And that we're no longer just our own possession.
不是我们自己的一个产业。
But we're God's own possession.
我们是神的产业。
Oh, the reality of this had captured Peter as he experienced this through his life.
这个实际就抓住了彼得，当他来表现他的生命的时候。
May we see that there's a purpose here.
我们就看到在这里面有一个旨意。
He said, the Lord has brought us into this.
就是说看到我们主把我们带到了这里面。
That we can proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
要叫我们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光能光明者的美德。
Are we the people of God that are proclaiming the excellencies of Him?
我们是不是神的百姓来在这里宣扬他奇妙的光明。
Throughout the book of Acts, as we see that early church, they were proclaiming the excellency of Him.
我们看到在早期教会，他们在那宣扬的那一位的美德。
They weren't proclaiming the excellency of themselves.
他们不是宣扬他们个人的美德。
They weren't proclaiming the excellency of their assembly.
他们不是来宣扬他们聚会的美德。
They were proclaiming the excellency of Him.
他们在那里在宣扬他的美德。
Who had called them out of darkness into His marvelous light.
他召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明。
Oh, brothers and sisters, is the freshness, is the fullness of this caught our hearts?
弟兄姊妹们，我们在我们心里面看到这里面的丰满没有？
Have we ever had this revelation?
我们有没有这样的一个启示？
Has it become dull?
还是它变得很平常？
As Peter was writing, he's stirring these things up to remind us.
当彼得在那里激发我们来提醒我们的时候，
we will be awakened to it.
让我们能够被苏醒。
One of the great blessings we have in the assemblies, we have so much teaching on the church and God's purpose.
我们在这样的聚集里面，我们有这样的蒙福，因为我们经常讲到教会，神在教会上旨意。
We can become so familiar with it that the preciousness of it is lost to us.
我们对它成为那样的熟悉，这个在我们里面就成为了一个丢失的东西。
It just becomes some phrases that we use to impress people.
只是成为我们来一些话，我们来让别人留下很深的印象。
Oh, the Lord is calling us into this life.
主把我们召聚到这里这一样的生命。
So much more of this He wants us to express.
他愿意我们能够表达出来的更多。
You know, there's a principle throughout the New Testament.
在新约里面有一个原则。
And I call it the principle of the much more.
我们在新约里面就看到有更多的一个原则。
Because sometimes we enter into something,
因为我们有时候我们进到一个地方
and we think we arrived.
我们觉得我们已经到了。
But in Thessalonians,
但是在提撒罗尼迦
Paul commends those in Thessalonica for their love for one another.
保罗在那里赞扬提撒罗尼迦的弟兄们。
He said, you've learned how to love one another and you express that love for one another.
他说你们已经学会了爱对方。
But I encourage you to excel still more.
但是我鼓励你们更多的来爱。
As we go through this life,
当我们经历我们的生命的
时候，The Lord's always wanting us to excel still more and knowing more and more of Him.
主就让我们更多的来认识他，更做得更好。
You know, because there's so much that there is for us to learn of Him.
因为在那里对我们有很多很多的我们可以学习。
So much to experience of Him.
有那么多我们可以经历。
Oh, there's the vast riches.
在那里有。多么大的一个丰富！
Anytime we start talking on this matter of the church, the glorious church,
当我们讲到教会，我们讲到荣耀的教会。
We just touch the tip of the iceberg.
我们只是看到冰山的一角。
Sometimes we have to ask our hearts.
有时候我们心里面要问我们自己。
How do we know if the reality of the church is really working in our hearts?
我们怎么知道这个教会的实际在我们里面在做工？
Is this church? Is it just a teaching? Is it just a concept? Or is it becoming more real to us?
是不是只是一个教训，一个经验，还是在我们里面成为了实际？
Well, there's a little test we can take.
我们可以做一个测试。
If we start talking about the church,
如果我们开始讲教会。
If it puffs us up,
如果它让我们自高自大
if it starts making us proud,
如果让我们觉得我们骄傲
look at what I see,
你看我看见的
if we start thinking that because we have something of the teaching of the church that we're better than others,
你如果觉得我们这个教会有些教训比别的地方要好
and you start looking down upon ones that don't see the church,
你在那里你那个轻视别人你没有看见这个教会
it's only in our heads,
那只是在我们的头脑里
that's dividing and separating.
那就是在那里分别。
Once we really see something of what's on God's heart for His assemblies,
当我们看到在主的心里面，他向着教会的
，it humbles us,
就让我们来谦卑下来。
It's by the mercies of God that we see.
通过神的怜悯，我们可以看得见。
As it said there in 1 Peter,
在彼得前书里面。
But now you were in verse 10. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
在彼得前书里面说，你们从前不是子民，现在你们成为子民。你们从前未蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Oh, there's a mercy that comes in.
你看到连续再来了。
When the Lord revealed what He wanted to do on building a temple to David.
当主向大卫启示他要建这么圣殿的时候
What was David's response?
大卫的回应是什么
David fell down and said, Who am I?
大卫就倒下来扑倒说我是谁
It humbled David.
让大卫谦卑下来
When it was told to Solomon,
当他向所罗门说的时候
Solomon said, Who am I?
所罗门说我是谁
Who are we, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，我们算什么？
That the Lord would entrust this treasure to us.
让主可以把这样的一个宝贝放在我们的里面。
But it's not really us.
实在不是我们自己。
It's Christ within us.
而是基督在我们的里面。
And we have the life within us that desires to express itself in a fuller way.
我们里面是不是有一个生命来愿意更丰满地表现他自己？
There's a life within us that desires to explode and be set free.
在我们里面有这个一个生命，他愿意来放出了释放出来
But we through our traditions and customs and our own selfish ways we hinder that life
但是我们通过我们的传统我们的习惯我们来阻拦它
The reality of the life of the church will revolutionize our lives
这个我们在教会里面的启示将使我们的生命有革命性的变化
Not just one time
不只是一次
But every day
而是每天
Oh, would the Lord bring and restore within all of us the freshness of the reality of His glorious church.
愿意主把荣耀的教会的这个实际每天都向我们启示。
The freshness of the reality of what we've been brought into.
这个新鲜的实际让我们把我们带到这个新鲜的实际的里面。
This reality, it held Peter his whole life.
这个实际就帮助了彼得一生的生活。
As he was writing these letters before he was getting ready to be martyred.
当他被杀之前他写这些信
What was he bringing to their remembrance?
他要他们记得什么
He was reminding them of this preciousness of the church
他在那里提醒他们教会的宝贵
How we have been brought unto that living stone
我们有没有被带到成为活石的这个光
景 We've been brought unto that choice precious stone
我们有没有被带到这房角石那里
And how he desires for his life to be expressed through us
他何等的盼望他的生命在我们里面表现出来
And Peter knew it was going to be difficult
彼得知道很困难。
That's why he concluded this first epistle.
这就是他为什么是这样的来结束彼得前书。
We look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10.
我们看彼得前书第五章第十第十节。
1 Peter 5:10.
彼得前书五章十节。
He says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself perfect, confirm." Strengthen and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen.
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
Brethren, as we follow the Lord in this hour,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们现在我们跟随主，
as we allow the Lord to build us together to be that testimony unto Him.
当我们允许主把我们一起建立成为他的见证，
we're going to have to suffer a little while.
我们可能要暂且受苦难，
but it's a suffering that leads to life.
但是那苦难把我们带到了生命。
It's not a suffering of ourself that leads to death.
不是我们自己的苦难会把我们带到死亡，
but there's a suffering that leads to life.
但是有一个苦难把我们带到生命。
Because as we look at our Lord.
当我们看我们的主的时候
He suffered.
他受苦
He went to death.
他死亡
But there was a resurrection.
但是有复活
And there was a life that came forth.
然后有生命就释放出来
He's jealous that life would be expressed among His people today.
他是忌邪他愿意他的百姓里面能 表现出来这样的生命
And I pray that we in this hour could be the people that are cooperating with Him and not Him.
我祷告我们在这里我们要与他同工我们不是来阻拦他
May He grant us that grace.
因为他给我们这样的恩典，也许他已经给我们。
It's my habit. I've got a bad habit.
我有一个不好的习惯。
I have a habit of asking for things that He's already given.
我有一个不好的习惯，我总是在那里问他已经给我们的一些事情。
I say, Lord, would you give me grace?
我说主，你愿不愿意给我恩典
？This is Mac. I already gave you grace.
他说弟兄，我已经给了你。
I gave you my son.
我把我的儿子都给了你。
He's full of grace and truth.
他是丰丰满满有真理。
It's not a matter of him giving us grace.
不是他给不给我们恩典。
It's an issue of us responding to his grace.
而是我们会不会向他的恩典有回应。
And allowing that life to lead us into the fullness of all that's upon his heart.
让那个生命带我们进到他的心里面的丰满里面。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, when we do stop and get a small glimpse of the glory of your church,
主，当我们停下来，我们看见你教会的荣耀的时候，
we do respond with who am I?
主，我们要回应说，主，我们算什么？
That we could see such a glorious blessing.
我们这样的人还能看见这样荣耀的事情。
Lord, as we present ourselves to you tonight,
主，我们晚上把我们交托给你。
Lord, we have a desire that it would be not I, but Christ.
主，我们晚上有这样的一个渴望，不再是我，乃是基督。
But really, we are tired of living for ourselves.
主，我们这样疲劳，已经疲惫，为我们自己生活。
We do want to live for you.
我们愿意为你而活。
Who has loved us and died for us.
你为我们爱我们，也为我们死。
We're thankful for your life within us.
主，我们感谢你把你的生命给了我们。
We pray we would grant that life the freedom to work within us.
我们也祷告要你把这个生命在我们里面自由地做工。
To build us together.
把我们一同建造
strengthen us in you,
来坚固我们在你的里面
to be used to hasten your return.
让我们被你使用来催促你的再来
In thy name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告
Amen,
Amen.